One in five low-paid workers, or over 80,000 in Ireland, are over 50 years old. A new report by researchers in UCD funded by the Low Pay Commission also found that women in that category earn less than low-paid men. Those interviewed for the research all identified financial concerns and needs, including inadequate pension income, as important drivers for them entering, returning to or remaining in the labour market. UCD's Dr. Micheál Collins is the lead author of the Low-Paid Older Workers Report. He's here in studio. You're very welcome, Micheál.
Good morning, Mary.
It's the first detailed profile we've had of Ireland's low-paid older worker. Tell us a little bit about the whys of this report and what prompted it.
Well, we've begun to learn a lot more about the low paid and low pay in general over the last number of years. And of course, that's been reflected by the establishment of a low pay commission, equally by discussions around minimum wages and living wages and so on. And we've got to figures where we know there's about 420,000 low paid workers overall. But we know a little bit less about who they are, at least in turn, and what the drivers are that have either brought people to low pay or have kept them in low pay over time. And I suppose this report is interesting because we know we're an ageing society. We know if we look over the last 20 years that the number of workers over 50 have doubled, and of course it will continue to grow into the decades to come. And I suppose also often when we look at low pay, we think that maybe it's something people come into when they're young and move out of. But the data has always shown that there are people right across the age groups in low pay. And therefore, it's interesting to look at people who are in low pay in later years, in the latter part, I suppose, of their working careers, to see why they're there, how they've ended up there and how they plan to.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit more about what you learned.
Firstly, as you said, there are 80,000 of these workers, and they are, I suppose, they have a different sectoral profile compared to low-paid workers in general. So the sectors like retail, like food and accommodation are sectors where we tend to find low-paid workers. Certainly older low-paid workers are there, but they also have a heavier presence in roles like administrative roles and health and caring roles as well. So slightly different composition for them. They're in a different place in their life as well in many cases. Many are homeowners, slightly over half own their own homes. That means that they are in a sort of household or family context better able to manage the challenges of life on low pay. So in fact, they are poorer statistically than is the case for low paid workers in general. That's when we take their household income into account. But they're better able to manage bigger expenses. They're better able to
avoid in many cases, they don't have a mortgage to contend with, or they're coming to the end of mortgage payments.
Yeah, and we would think that that probably implies that there's some type of wealth effect here, which has a benefit to that group.
And we'll talk about pensions and whether they're topping up pensions or whether they have private pensions or not, or are in receipt of old age pensions if they're over 66. But just talk to me about women, because there's a gender pay gap here too.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we know this classic story that there's a gender pay gap right across the earnings distribution. So it's interesting that even when you look among low-paid workers, it's the case that there's a gender pay gap. And so we're looking at low-paid workers over 50 here. If we look at that, the median earnings for men, we looked for in detail for the year 2018, was €10.58. For women, it was €10.
So, and Micheál, why so? Because is that because women are doing different low-paid work to men, or are they getting paid less for doing the same job?
I think it's a bit of both. It probably is that there's a heavier concentration of women in roles that are even on the lower paid end of lower pay, if
I can
put it that way,
roles?
Which tends to move us towards some of the caring and administrative roles. And I think that's what's coming through there. It is quite telling that these gender pay gaps persist not just at the bottom, or not just across all of the earnings distribution, but right down at the bottom as well.
Now, what's going to happen to this report? How is this report going to feed into policy? Feed in to the work being done for low-paid workers, or will it?
Well, I hope it will. And I suppose it's giving us a new insight into that group for us to begin to understand low pay in a bit more comprehensive way, to know why it is that people are there. And we are continuing to frame lots of new policies around active ageing, allowing people to continue to work longer across their lives. So this hopefully will feed into how we shape those policies. In the
maybe many there because they need to be there, as we said, because they are struggling with cost of living. But some there as well because they want to continue working?
Absolutely. And there's a mix here. So there's people who are there because of their skills and because of their need for finance. But equally, there are people there because they value the social inclusion from work. They value the opportunity to meet and mix with others. And indeed, that it's convenient given the location of these jobs. So in a sense, they're trading off the lower pay for the convenience that arises.
All right. Well, Dr. Micheál Collins, thank you very much for coming into us this morning.